Today we'll be beginning a series of a couple shiurim discussing the prohibition of forgetting Torah. And as we know, as we'll discuss, there are many things that it's clear from Gemara and Midrashim that Chazal tell us if you do this, it causes you mishkach talmudai, it's kashal shikha, which means that it causes you to forget Torah or it's not good for your memory. So we'll discuss some of them. We'll discuss some of the ones that are more commonly known, some of the more obscure ones, and the parameters of those halachas as well. Before we begin, this should not be relied upon for halachic rulings. Obviously, as always, competent rav should be consulted. So to begin the discussion of forgetting Torah, you have to begin the Gemara in Menachis, Daf Tzadi Tesamid Beis. The Gemara says, Am Resh Lakish teaches, Kol Mishakech Davar Acha Metalmudei Oiver Balav, that if one forgets a piece of Torah, he forgets learning of some of his learning over Balav, he has transgressed a negative commandment. Shenemar, Hisham Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Meod Pentishkach Hasadvarim. The pasuk says that you have to be very careful lest you forget the Torah. Ukeder Rav Avin Amar Rav Eloi, Dam Rav Avin Amar Rav Eloi, Kol Makom Shenemar Hishamar Pen Vaal Ein El Alois Asay. And it says pen in the pasuk, which connotates a negative commandment. The Gemara continues that this is only true if you forgot it sort of on purpose, but if you weren't able to because the learning became overwhelming, then that doesn't apply. And really, it's the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, says, Rav Destoy ben Rav Yanai, Mishnah Rav Meir Omer, Kol Shokeach Davar Echa, Mimishnasai, Malav Akasav, Kilo Mischai ben Nafsho. A very harsh ruling that is that if you forget something from your learning, you forfeited your own life. Shenemar Hishamar Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Meod Pentishkach Hasadvar Masharu Inecha. And then the Mishnah continues, Yachal Afilu Takfoy Alav Mishnasai. I might assume that this applies even if someone is just overwhelmed by his learning, it became too difficult. Tamloimer Upen Yasura Mulvavecha Koyimechayecha Hainu Eschayv Menafshei Achayeshe V'yasir Malibo. The Mishnah tells us you're only obligated, you only have transgressed if you've purposely forgotten the Torah from your heart. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, quotes this halacha. He says, Kol Shokeach Davar Echa Mimishnasai, Machmash Leichazar Limudei Karoi, Malav Akasav Kiel Mischai Ben Ashai, that if someone forgets Torah by not reviewing what he learned the proper way, you know, if you learn a lot but you don't review it, it's inevitable that you're going to forget it. So that's what it means to forget your learning. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if you do this, then it's as if you forfeited your life. V'gam Oiver Balav Shel Torah, and you're also transgressing a negative commandment. Shenemar Raki Shamar Lecha, and he quotes this. He continues to say that this applies even nowadays, that we have written Torah. This wasn't only applicable during the times of the Mishnayos, where the oral Torah was orally, it wasn't written down. He says, no, even though nowadays everything is written down, it's still a problem. He says, Gam achshav shenichtav ha-Torah sheval peh, v'yuch l'ayim b'svarim. Nowadays that everything is written down, you have Mishnayos that are printed in printed form, and therefore you could always check it up. Ein zeh moil klum, it doesn't help. Ki miyad sheshachach ha-Ever b'lav, because once you forget, it's over. The fact that you relearn it doesn't help you. He says over here, he continues to quote the rest of the teaching in Halacha Vav, that it only applies if you sort of purposely, but you didn't learn, and therefore you forgot your learning. But if someone can't review not because he's not interested in reviewing, but he became too busy with his work, and he lost time to review his learning, then it's not mischai benashai, but it's obviously not a good thing. Now, the Ramban, just agav, on a side note, the Ramban in Mitzvahs Sheshakach Eisen Harav, Mitzvahs Leisa Sebeis, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, actually applies Hishamar Lecha to something else. He applies it to forgetting the concept of Har Sinai. But at the end of the day, most authorities quote like the Paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, most authorities assume that if you forget your learning, it is a negative commandment. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Ebenezer Chelek Gimel Siman Yud Ches was asked about a double ring ceremony, which was the concept of the chosin gives the kala the ring, and he says Harei Mekadesh Esli B'Tavazu Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. That's how the marriage is. That's how kedushin is performed, and based on the non-Jewish culture and reform and conservative, the someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, is it okay if the kala also gives the chosin a ring? Like they do in the non-Jewish circles. He said, obviously, it's not allowed. And one of his reasons for not allowing it was because this might come to cause people to forget how Kedushin was done. Because eventually people are going to assume that the only way to make Kedushin, the only way to betroth a woman, would be by the chassan giving the kala a ring and the kala giving the chassan a ring. And he says, Isser Godel, Shayede Ayedeza Oisen Shiyishkach Meharbe Din Kedushin. Because this is going to lead people to forget the authenticity of what the Torah actually meant. Veshichas Din, Afshalayave Lashum Kilkel. And the concept of people forgetting a law, even though it's not relevant, because at the end of the day, they're still both giving the ring. Who iser lav? That's transgressing the prohibition that we just stated before. Now, there is a very interesting ruling from the, it's brought down in the Sefer Keser Reish, Ois Samech Zayin, in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He says the following, Be'inyan shekeach davar echa mimishnasai, the concept of forgetting your learnings, zekoy al rishonim shalomdu bal peh, that only applied when the oral Torah was not written down. And the Briska Rav, in his Pirish al HaTorah, Parshas Veschanon, explains that nowadays, where the oral Torah is written down, even if you forget a piece of Gemara, it's not a problem, potentially, according to the Keser Rosh, according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because what do you mean I forgot the Gemara? I could always check it up. It's not like it's going to be gone. It's not like where everything was oral, and if I forgot it, then potentially I can never find it. It's written down, so I can just check up the art school. I can check up the Gemara, so therefore it's not a problem. Not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It seems that the argument between these two authorities is to what's the definition of forgetting Torah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav understands it is that a person is not allowed to forget his personal Torah. Therefore, if you forget a piece of Mishnayis, even if you could find it afterwards in the written form and you could relearn it, that doesn't help you. The Briska Rav, it seems, understands that when the Torah says pentishkach, that you're not allowed to forget the Torah, what it means is make sure that Torah is not forgotten. Therefore, when Torah was oral, when the Gemara was oral, you were obligated to make sure that the oral Torah was always memorized. And therefore, if you forgot it, that's a problem. But nowadays, where it's written down, even if you personally forget the Torah, the oral Torah as a whole, the cheftza, as they say, the object of Torah will not be forgotten because it's still written down in the svarim stores. But that's what it seems. That's a side machlokas. But anyway, I think most authorities rule like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay, that's when it comes to forgetting Torah. But as we're going to see in the next couple shiurim, there are many, many things that the Chazal say, if you do these actions, they're not good for your memory. They're kashal shicha, they help you forget Torah. The question is, if you do those things, did you also transgress a prohibition? So, Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in Yabia Oimer Chilik Beis, Yeredei Simin Ches, quotes the Sefer Hasidim, that the Sefer Hasidim seems to indicate that doing these things is not a prohibition. The prohibition is only sitting idly by and forgetting Torah, but eating, let's say, eating something, walking between two women, as we'll see, is something that the Gemara says is kashal shicha, it's not good for your memory. That's not considered forgetting Torah. And therefore, you wouldn't transgress a prohibition. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in a Sefer HaZikaron, printed in the back of Sefer Siach HaSadech El Galif, writes this, he also rules this way, and he explains, V'tzarech bir lamazel le'nikra sheyoshim v'sirim b'libay. Why is this not a problem? If you walk between two women, the Gemara says you're going to forget your learning, so why isn't that the equivalent of forgetting Torah? He says, V'tzarech lomar, clearly, kivan she'in zem mochrach sheyishkach, el zagorim lahachlish, HaZikaron. He says over here, the prohibition is forgetting Torah. Therefore, if you sit idly by and you don't review your Torah, then you're actively, so to speak, forgetting Torah. But when you walk between two women, even if the Gemara says it's not good for memory, all it means is that it weakens your memory faculties. But it's not the equivalent of forgetting Torah. It's not actively forgetting Torah. It's just weakening your abilities to remember, and therefore it's not a problem. Obviously, he continues that it's not a good thing, but it's not considered the prohibition. I'm going to go 2 minutes over. I apologize. He said, but to be fair, Rav Avad Yosef continues to quote from the Siris Betshuva that seems to indicate that it is a prohibition to do this. The Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Pelagin, Rav Chaim Hashmatas Levin Ezer, Daf Kuf Samach Al-Madalid also says that it's prohibited on a biblical level to do anything that the Gemara says is bad for your memory. This also appears to be the opinion of Chaim Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in Shuvah Shalmas Chaim Simim Aleph. Ramesha Sternbach in Shuvah Svanhagas Chelik Aleph Seif Simim Gimel also writes that he had heard in the name of the Chazon Ish that the Shulchan Aruch says that if a Talmud Chacham does not wash his hands after he thinks that he needs to wash his hands for, as we'll see, maybe go to the bathroom, all these things, the Talmud Mishtakech is Torah will be forgotten. The Chazon Ish felt, therefore, doing that is going to make you transgress the prohibition. Interestingly enough, Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't quote that. He usually quotes the Chazon Ish. In the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh VaHaGuf by Rav Yitzchak Lerner, he says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel First Shlita from Chicago that he had heard in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that his father had heard from the Aruch HaShulchan that doing these things makes you transgress, even though they're mystical concepts, you'll be transgressing a Isser D'Oraisa. It does seem to indicate from the Sefer Chassidim that that someone who's an Am Aretz, these prohibitions may only apply to a Talmud Chacham, but someone who's an Am Aretz would be allowed to do these things, to eat something and to do all the things that we're about to list that are bad for your memory. It seems that the Sefer Chassidim, again, it's a little unclear, but it seems that the Sefer Chassidim felt that the issue of, let's say, walking between two women and all these things that are not good for your memory that only apply to a Talmud Chacham. That's the safer but Yad Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Simen Pei Dalet Ois Yid Zayin also seems to indicate. He says Chol Zeh Shayech Rak B'Talmud Chacham Ava Ba'ami Ha'aretz She'ein Yodem Es HaTorah Ama Aretz who doesn't know the Torah V'Chibet Nashim B'Nos Yisrael L'Shayech Chol Zeh. And also women are not obligated to adhere to these rulings. This is also clear from many other Achronim. The Sefer Shemir Shalom Simen Ayim Beis Shin Pei Dalet Sifkatan Beis also writes this. It's quoted by Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Miluim that women are not obligated to adhere to this because women are not obligated to learn Torah. So because a woman is not obligated to learn Torah, there's no problem for her to do something that's not good for the memory because, again, at worst, you're forgetting Torah, but she's not obligated to learn Torah. That's the opinion of many authorities. And Bez Hashem, next time, we'll continue with a little more on what is specifically problematic and what's possibly good for your memory. Any questions can be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.